Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 22nd, 2013. Reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, Stefan, let's talk a little about that good, pleasing, and perfect will. There's so much to say and convey. I know you have a leader cast coming to town that God has kind of led you to develop, to seek out sponsors, to help facilitate. There's some of your faith story that I'd like you to touch on. I know you have a real passion about the mind, body, and soul, and just the leadership transformational journey that God has taken you on over the past few years. But I think first we have to begin with that shout out for Leslie. So introduce Leslie to our radio listening family and tell us a little about yourself, and then maybe something that most people don't know about Stefan Seifert.
Well, thanks, Mark, and really enjoyed being here with you today. My wife, Leslie, she's just an incredible person, and she's one of the most caring people that I know. She works in occupational therapy. She works at a nursing home where she helps the elderly people have really high quality of life as they're in that environment, and just really brings a lot of joy into her workplace every day. She's the kind of person who attracts people to her who want to share something and need someone to listen to them everywhere she goes, whether it's at the grocery store or wherever. She has little friends everywhere that she calls them, and they're people who just know her from her coming in, and something about her draws them to her where she just has this warmth and people just open up to her and share with her and just sense that caring. Just a beautiful thing.
Hey, you've been an editor and you've worked on some things, and the term escapes me, but when you go into like a college course and you preview it, but you can test out of it, what's that called? There's that term where you're able to, like, not candidate out of it, but you're proficient in enough and you get out of it. Well, you've already passed Husbandry 101 with that answer on Leslie and honoring her. Was it love at first sight? Where did you meet up before we talk about this leadership cast that's come in some of your life journey?
We were in school together at Illinois State University, and I was her resident advisor. And so it was one of those kind of odd situations where I was responsible for providing her information, and it was a co-ed grad student and upperclassman dormitory. So I will say it was the easiest job I ever had in the world. I had no issues to deal with because everyone on my floor were 21 or older and were there to finish school or finish grad school. But as her RA, I had to be really careful about asking her out. Mm-hmm. And so the first few times I asked her out, it was like, you know, hey, some of us are going to a movie. Would you like to come? And she always said, oh, I'd love to, but I've got a test to work on. I've got a project, or, you know, I've got to wash my hair or whatever. And maybe not that excuse, but you get the idea. So after four times of asking her to these kind of group things, I thought, okay, either she's not getting that I'm interested, or she's being really nice and letting me down easy.
Yeah, none of us guys like that rejection. I think of that movie, Top Gun. I forget the crash and burn. Yeah. Like, none of us like rejections. Now, at this time, are you a believer? Are you praying, like, Lord, might this be my future helpmeet? Might this be the one you're preparing for me?
Or? Not really. I mean, okay. After high school, I was in the Navy, and then I'd kind of gotten away from the church. I was just kind of going through life, you know. So for Valentine's Day, I thought I'd make it obvious, and I put a note in her mailbox inviting her to dinner on Valentine's Day, and that's when the light bulb went off, and she realized, oh, I was interested. So then we kind of started dating, which made it real easy for me to remember that our anniversary of our first date is Valentine's Day. I mean, it couldn't be any easier than that.
Yeah. Husbandry 102, you got to make sure you remember all those important dates. Now, tell me a little your faith journey, too, before we talk about this leader cast, and so stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes, because there's an event coming to the Greater Champaign-Urbana area that I think many of you are going to want to sign up for. I can't wait to attend myself, and I've talked to a few friends, and they're planning on carving out that day. It's going to be on Friday, May 10th. We'll have a lot more to say, so stay with us. But tell us a little of your faith journey and how God has impressed on your heart that transformational work of being a leader for kingdom things.
Well, you know, Mark, I'd reached a point a few years ago where I realized that I had been good about, you know, certain things in life. I had reached a certain level of success. I developed in my mind and so forth, but it wasn't fulfilling. It just didn't really have significant value. It just didn't feel right. It still felt empty. And so I started looking at what's missing. And I remember already doing some personal development, personal growth type work at that time. And Stephen Covey has a diagram that you fill out. It's kind of a wheel that has eight areas of it: health, fitness, finances, you know, whatever. And one of the columns was spirituality. And I realized as I was filling this out and grading myself where I was in my life at that point, that that column was pretty much empty and had been empty for a good 18, 20 years or so. And so I thought, well, something needs to be done here with that. So I made another copy of the diagram, and I brought it to my wife, Leslie, and I said, hey, fill this out, and we'll compare where we think we're at. And when we compared, we both realized we'd basically taken the tip of the pencil and dropped it in that box, mm-hmm. and that was about it. And we said, we've got some work to do. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of started just looking to grow in that area. And then as we did, various things that were happening in our lives at that time kind of guided us in certain ways, and things started falling into place in the right way. So we knew when we had the right fit and the right area that we were growing in, and it just really took off from that. And I kind of joke that, you know, the last 2 years have been such a rush of growth and development that I keep thinking, you know, somebody's making up for lost time.
Your relationship with God on steroids.
Exactly.
Your 10 services at First Christian Church in Champaign, which is also where this leader cast is going to be held. And there's a lot of great people over there. A lot of our listeners attend that church and appreciate the pastoral staff. But what was the person, or what was the significant point in your life where you recognize your need for a Savior or following the Lord Jesus Christ, the work that he did in your life? Was there like a youth leader? Was that something that was preached? And then you started thinking about that later on. But what was that point where you kind of came to terms with, I'm sinner that needs a Savior? Because we have a lot of listeners that are maybe scanning the dial now, that are tuning in, that maybe even have walked far away from the Lord, knew him as a child. Maybe their grandmother used to sing Amazing Grace, so they had a little connection with God, but maybe they never came to that point where they recognized the importance of asking Jesus into their heart, what Jesus did on their behalf. And so what was influential in helping you kind of make that connection and then maybe reconnect?
Yeah, and that's exactly, you just exactly had it right there. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where your story is my story is your story. We have so much similarity in that with people. I grew up in a Christian family. I attended church, went to summer youth camp. I counseled church camp all summer long, absolutely loved it. We would spend our whole summer there. And but then just as I got older and went off on my own, I just kind of went off on my own. Mm-hmm. And just kind of had, not intentionally, but just kind of wandered away from that area of my life until I had that wake-up call and just started looking into it. But it didn't happen right then. It was kind of like, okay, we need to feed this, you know, area of our lives. And I still kind of went into it a little skeptical. It was like, okay, I don't want to be, you know, one of these churchy people. I don't want to be, you know, you got to be authentic. You got to be who you are, and you got to fit it into your personality, and you got to be true. But the amazing thing is that God created you that way. Mm-hmm. So he's going to find a way to work with you the way you are and the way he made you. But it comes from surrender. And I reached a point where as I was growing, I was seeking this, and I finally reached a point. I remember well, it was, you know, I reached a point where I realized, I said, God, my way hasn't worked. I've done it my way for the last, you know, whatever, 20 years, and it's worked, but it's not worked. Mm-hmm. And so the rest of it's yours. We're going to try it your way. And it was just a moment of complete surrender. Mm-hmm. And I really learned that that moment, that complete surrender moment, is where everything changes, because that's when you open the door, and that's when he says, okay, let's do this.
There's that hymn that so many people are familiar with, trust and obey, but people think of the obey word like, oh, that's a bad four-letter word, but it really isn't, because when you're obeying Father God, who delights in you, who has your best interest in mind, who is perfect in all ways and will work through each and every circumstances, the obeying part is really that relinquishing control, but seeing how he will carry you along and fit you in and utilize you and bless you, and it really is that love relationship. It's a blessing to obey, but But that comes where you know God's character and you learn to trust in him.
Right.
And so that was something that you began to do, if you will, on steroids. You wanted to make up for maybe lost days or lost months or maybe even lost years. And so you started saying, okay, God, I want to use these skills of leadership. So you began to relinquish more control of your life, more different directions that you wanted him to lead you in, which included meeting up with John Maxwell and some leadership workshops and other skills where you began to develop and say, okay, Lord, I think you're really leading me in certain directions. But before we get into some of that, I want to go back to the verse that we read at the beginning of the program, that Romans 1 and 2, but I know Romans 2 is really special to you. Share a little of why that has been a catalyst in your life, where God has impressed that on your heart and really helped you to develop to the point where you're even bringing this leader cast to our area in just a few weeks.
Sure. I mentioned you have that moment of surrender, and sometimes that can be a real powerful one point in time. But the problem is if we leave it at that one point. Mm-hmm. And what I like about this verse is it talks about that we need to be continually transformed by the renewing of our mind. To me, that's daily surrender. Sometimes it's hourly. Sometimes it's minute by minute, depending on the day, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the idea that God knows what's best for us. We don't. And so the way that we figure out what his will is for us is right there. Renewing our mind daily. It's about every day developing our mind, our body, and our soul. So it gets back to that. But to me, it really is about that transformation. There's a really great book, As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen. And he really goes into that, what this verse is talking about. That when you focus on renewing your thoughts and changing the way you think, everything else flows from that. You start with your thoughts. Your thoughts then shape your beliefs. Your beliefs then shape your feelings. Your feelings shape what your actions are, and your actions ultimately shape the results you get. So it begins with accepting responsibility for your current present condition. And then once
is that where you developed your RAD?
Yeah. That's the first step.
Okay. Because okay. You were telling me this off air, this unique thing that you remembered from your childhood, a phrase you would use, and then you kind of adapted it and have turned it into one of these catchphrases for you to always be intentional in your leadership walk with the Lord.
Sure. I'm actually still working it out. I just kind of put it together here real recently. The pieces have been forming, but I just put it together this morning, actually. So I'm testing it out. This is brand new material.
So walk us through that. And so many of our listeners are so familiar with that. Romans 1 and 2.
Sure.
I think Coach Lou Tepper, this was one of his favorite verses. I heard him talk about it many times, and it's a memory verse for many of our listeners. But I love that beginning of Romans chapter 12. I urge you, brother, in view of God's mercy, mm-hmm. the framework, because God initiated, God is merciful, God is pursuing us, he's inviting us, he's caring for us. And because of that, then we can wholeheartedly renew our minds and our trust in him and be passionate about following him and serving him. And then I love how it ends. For what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This is the NIV version, but right. His will is perfect and it's pleasing, and it will allow you to use your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your uniqueness that God has built into you to be effective. And one thing that you've learned over the past couple of years is that you're a leader, an aspiring leader, and you want to equip others to be effective leaders, to use their skills to influence their realm, whether it's over a large organization or maybe for the mom with her children. I mean, we all have leadership skills, and they can be fostered or improved or used for God's glory in all of our realms. The racquetball court or anywhere we go. And so maybe talk a little more about that mind, body, and soul, and then about this leader cast that's being sponsored by Chick-fil-A that's coming to the First Christian Church on Friday, May 10th.
Sure. You know, that's right, Mark. Everybody is a leader at some level, because leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less. Everybody influences somebody. It may not be 1,000 people, may not be 100, but I bet it's one. Mm-hmm. Everybody influences at least one other person. And so the question is, how can we influence them? How can we lead them better? And it really starts with knowing yourself. You have to know what your strengths are. You have to know your personality. You have to know the way God made you in order to know how you can use that, or how you can be used to help others. When you know that too, the interesting thing is, as you discover what your strengths are and your personality type, you learn about other people, and it helps you to connect to them in meaningful ways. When you do that, your influence grows. You can connect, you have influence, and you can help other people. And that's what real leadership is about serving others.
And so this rod that you came up with, literally, I think you were telling me, as you were driving over here, you were formulating some more aspects. It was something that you used to say as a kid, but then you double-R'd it, double-A'd it, and double-D'd it.
Yeah. It's just kind of, it was trying to think of a way to remember it, and alliteration really works well. So it's kind of six steps. The first one is accept or take responsibility for where you are. Second is request and receive help. And that's a real hard thing for a lot of, especially men. Men have a real hard time requesting and receiving help. We hate to feel incapable of helping. We hate to feel that there's nothing we can do. That's one of the worst feelings, I think, for men. But we have to do that, because if we're going to be effective, we can't do it alone. And then once we've received that help, and the great thing about today is, you know, if we're talking about spiritual growth or as an example, there's a great app for that, right? You can get your YouVersion Bible and download it, and then every day it reminds you to read this passage or something like that. It doesn't have to be complex. But that leads right into number three. The first A is we have to take action, and that's really critical. Faith without works is dead, right? So we have to take the action step. We also have to be accountable. We can't just go run off and do what we want to do. But the accountability piece is key, because too often, and this goes back to the asking for help, too often people try it when they're trying to change, when they're trying to transform themselves, they try to do it alone. They don't share it with other people. They don't let other people know what they're going through, and they don't ask for help. And when that happens, you put all the pressure on yourself. You can't do that. If you're gonna succeed in it, you have to have others you can rely on, and you have to be held accountable. And then finally, you have to be disciplined to do it daily. That's a real key. Every day we have to develop our mind, our body, and our soul. And we do that the same way with each one of them. We have to feed them well. So for our bodies, it means, you know, eating whole foods and not junk processed. We have to strain it beyond our current limits. That's where the growth comes. We stay in our strength zone, but we step out of our comfort zone, and that's where our growth happens. And then finally, we also need rest, recovery, and reflection. And the reflection piece is something that's really missing in our spiritual and mental development in our society today. We're all in a rush that we don't take the time just to daily reflect. And then finally, the last one is we develop others by sharing what we've learned. And so really investing in yourself and knowing yourself is the best way that you can invest in other, in those you love, because you can only share what you have inside of you, and you can only serve them better as you grow. It's kind of like the when you're on an airplane and they say if the oxygen masks fall, you know, you're not supposed to put the oxygen mask on others first. You can't help them if you're not getting oxygen. So you have to take care of that, of yourself first, and then you can help others.
For those of you following at home and want to write these all down, give us those six words.
Sure.
And realizing, everyone, that you can access this program. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and you can copy that link, paste it into an email, send it to a friend. But give us those six words, and then I want to jump right in our remaining 3 or 4 minutes on this LeaderCast that's coming to our area on May 10th.
Perfect. Responsibility, request help, action, accountability, discipline, and develop others.
And that rod was something that you used to say as a child, right? R-A-D?
Yeah, we'd all say, man, that's rad, because it was short for radical. And I was like, oh, that's rad. And so something from my childhood kind of popped back up today. So
oh, that's classic.
I'm dating myself there.
Yeah, and I never formally really introduced you that much. You live in Champaign. You work at the University of Illinois. You've been married 13 years to Leslie. And you're bringing the special LeaderCast to the area because you've seen the importance of leadership. And so tell us what's going on Friday, May 10th. People can get involved, what they can expect, how they can register, and anything else they need to know about the special conference that's featuring these quality leaders from all over the country.
Sounds great. Yeah, you know, everything does rise or fall on leadership, and I absolutely love Champaign-Urbana. I love Central Illinois. I've been here my whole life, and so I want to see it rise. And so it became clear to me that the way that our community can rise up is through improved leadership. So I wanted to look for ways to bring what I've learned and share it with the community. And so on May 10th, LeaderCast event, Friday, May 10th, is going to be held at First Christian Church. It features a great lineup of speakers. We've got University of Illinois alumnus Jack Welch, Andy Stanley, Mike Krzyzewski, my friend and mentor John Maxwell, Dr. Henry Cloud, Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver. He's a former Navy SEAL and was in a movie called Act of Valor last year. Some people might know him from that. Sonia Richards-Ross is a gold medalist Olympic athlete in track and field. David Allen, who has the Getting Things Done series, incredible productivity expert. And, of course, Condoleezza Rice. So it's a great lineup. And then to top it off, our local title sponsor this year is Habib Habib, and he will be doing a presentation as well at the end of the day.
And can you say that name three times fast?
Twice.
He's a godly man.
Exactly. And if you've ever seen him present, you know it's worth sticking around to the end of the day to see him deliver a very powerful talk. And so we're really glad to have him on board because he and I just really clicked, and we just want to work together to see Champaign shine. And so the conference's theme this year, you know, we talked about how every one of us is a leader at some level. We all influence someone. But the thing is that our lives are full, and we fill our lives with things that we think will grow our business and increase our influence. But there's a potential impact in simplifying our lives so our leadership can thrive, because a lot of the things we fill our lives with is really just clutter. So the theme this year is Simply Lead. Strengthen your leadership by simplifying your life.
Mm. Well, it comes at a real unique time because I'm getting back to something you said earlier about rest. And I think God has me on a journey for the next year to learn about that concept, just to learn about it. Whether I can actually apply it, we'll see. But I'm very excited about this and desire to partner with you. And I'm excited that Great News Radio gets to be a sponsor and gets to participate. And I'm encouraging all of our listeners to sign up. They can do this online. That's the easiest way. And I think if they put, when they register online, I think if they submit Great News Radio somewhere, they'll get a $5 discount?
Right. So if you go online to culeaders.eventbrite, that's eventbrite.com, you'll have several different options for registering, and there'll be a link, and there's a lot more information about the event there. There's a special video inviting you from my friend and mentor, John Maxwell. But right underneath where the different ticket options are listed, there's a link that you can click for a discount code. And then if you enter in Great News Radio as one word, then you'll receive a special discount.
So everybody, stop by CU Leaders, and that's just the letter culeaders.eventbrite.com to register for this event coming to First Christian Church. That's in West Champaign, 3601 South Staley Road. The event is on Friday, May 10th, 7:30 to 4 p.m. Highly, highly recommended for all of you leaders. If you're tuned in today, you're a leader. You're an influencer, and you can be equipped and used by God at this conference to be more effective in the days ahead. So stop by culeaders.eventbrite.com. And thank you, Stefan, for joining me for this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thanks, Mark. It was a real pleasure, and I really appreciated spending some time with you today. And we do still have a few sponsorship openings available. They're going fast, but if people are interested in that, they can contact me about that as well. 217-721-1220. That's 217-721-1220. And that's on the website as well.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, listener, for being a part of this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Again, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.